Good morning. Ooh, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I'm telling you, we have so much to be thankful for. So much to be thankful for. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Can you say praise the Lord? Can you say praise the Lord? Listen, the world is not on fire right now. You need to shout hallelujah. You need to say glory to God. You need to say hallelujah. And you need to say glory to God. So many things that we take for granted are just a tremendous blessing of God's mercy upon us. Are you thankful for God's mercy today? I'm thankful for God's mercy. Hallelujah. Psalm 92, that's not my text scripture, but Psalm 92 verse 1 says, it is a good thing. Look at your neighbor and say, a good thing. To give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises to his name, the Most High. So let's just do that. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus! You just did a good thing. Come out, let it come out of your heart. Hallelujah. God says to tell you, I'm not mad at you. He said, I'm just waiting to inhabit your praise. He said, the Bible says, God inhabits the praises of his people. So he's just waiting for you to praise him. He's waiting for you to shut that devil up and to praise him. He's waiting for you to put a grin on your face because you got joy in your heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it goes on in the second verse that says, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Get ready, musicians. It says, upon an instrument of 10 strings and upon a soldering harp with a solemn sound. Go ahead and make a sound. Hallelujah. Woo! Lift your hand. Get on your feet. Shout hallelujah. Give glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now you can say this. You repeat this after me. For you, Lord, has made me glad through your work. I triumph in the works of your hand. All right, he wants me to read it from this version. I was about to read it. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read it from the message. It says, what a beautiful thing. You can be seated. To give thanks and sing an anthem to you, high God. To announce your love each daybreak, to sing your faithful presence all through the night, accompanied by a dulcet harp and full-bodied music of strings. Hallelujah. You made me so happy, God. Tell him. Say, you've made me so happy, God. Woo, hallelujah. I saw your work and shouted for joy. How magnificent your work, God. Say that. Say, how magnificent, your work, God. Now I want you to pour it to yourself because that's who you're talking about. How magnificent your work, God. So you're saying you are magnificent. Ha, ha, ha. Glory to God. And this version says, it is so enjoyable to come before you with uncontainable praises spilling from our hearts. How we love to sing our praises over and over to you, the matchless God, high and exalted over all. At each and every sunrise, we will be thanking you for your kindness and your love. And the sun sets, as the sun sets, and all through the night, we will keep proclaiming, you are so faithful. Melodies of praise will fill the air as every musical instrument, joined with every heartbeat, overflows with worship. No wonder I'm so glad. I can't keep it in. Shout hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Lord, I'm shouting with glee over all you've done, for all you've done for me. My God. Woo, my God. Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, no, we got to get some joyful expressions on our faces. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bishop, you want to get that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I had a title and I had a message. You know how the Lord does me. I told Bishop when I walked in the office, I said, I didn't come to Sunday school. I knew I wasn't coming, but I said, the Lord pulled a doozy on me. In other words, something totally unexpected. But I want to share a couple of the scriptures that I had in the title, and then we'll go from there. Walking in the blessings of God. Walking in the blessings of God. And I had the Beatitudes, Matthew 5, 2 and 12 through 12. You can write those down. You don't have to put them up yet. Then I had Psalm 1, 1 through 3, which I'll read. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. And then I have Revelation 1 through 3, which I'm not going to read. Then Psalm 128. I know I'm reading them fast and too fast for you to get on the screen, but you can drop them down if you want. Psalm 128, 1, blessed is everyone that feareth the Lord and walketh in his ways. Jeremiah 17, 7, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. Matthew 11, 6, and blessed is he whosoever shall find no occasion of stumbling in me. And so we are blessed and blessed and blessed and blessed. And if you go and look, you can find hundreds of scriptures that says, blessed is the man, blessed is the person, blessed, blessed, blessed. And that means we have extreme, extreme exuberance. We have overflowing goodness of God coming our way. I want you to know that no matter what situation you're in, God has made you the righteousness of God in of Him in Christ Jesus. And you can say, I am the righteousness of God. I meant to say you can be. You are the righteousness of God. You are the what? Righteousness of God. You are the what? Righteousness of God. You are the what? Righteousness. Blessed means you are blissfully happy and contented. It means you have divinely or supreme favor. Now, do you know who you are? Say, I'm righteous. God made me that. That's who I am. Because God made me righteous. When you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you became righteous.